You have a highway memorial here, a burned out tree here, another highway memorial there. Over my lifetime, I'm going to guess 15, maybe 20 people have died in at that same spot, same stretch of road.
Lexington resident Gerard Gerhard speaking recently to members of a local highway safety panel. Gerhard worked 30 years in Frankfurt and has been fighting for better road signs over the past 10 years. He noticed time and again trucks on their side in what's known as the Northern Split, where Interstate 64 merges with Interstate 75 just north of Lexington. At Gerhard's urging, the State Transportation Cabinet did post additional signage. He still believes more could be done to alert drivers of that curve and others in the region.
What seems to be missing is advance warning signage on the one hand. In other words, before someone enters a very sharp curve, there needs to be advance warning of that curve. That's particularly true at night when people don't have the visual cues like tree lines and other things that they can see during the daytime.
Gerhard has made a study of roadways in central Kentucky that seem accident-prone. In many cases, he would like to see more arrows or chevrons marking a risky curve. The transportation activist is also credited with the addition of signage in and around a sizable curve on the connector in Frankfurt. Among the people attending the Roadway Safety Coalition meeting was Julia Shaw, who's a traffic analyst with Lexington's Police Department. When investigating an accident, Shaw says police often overlook the role poor signage could have played.
Officers don't really pay attention to whether the signs or lack of warning signs could have contributed to the fact, because they may not even focus on that. So I think that's a really good point to bring up and to make officers aware of. Look around your surroundings and see if there's some other factor than maybe what they would think is the obvious of speed or impairment.
In Lexington, the Division of Traffic Engineering is responsible for assessing the effectiveness of road signs. Interim Director Jim Wood says they're always working to ensure signs provide the information and warnings needed by motorists.
We are going to reevaluate some of these locations and have evaluated some of them, but we're going to look at some of the other ones and perhaps try to get some money in the budget to try to cover some of these other areas, because it does cost more money to put up the signage. So it's something that we take very seriously. It's very important.
Additional signs sound like a good idea, but Chuck Wolf, who's with the State Transportation Cabinet, says traffic engineers must also watch out for signage fatigue.
Just number of signs isn't a cure-all. You just got to be able to convey the message and make wise use of your signage so that a driver doesn't subconsciously just tune it out.
Besides the effectiveness of adding signs, state traffic engineers must calculate the cost. Wolf notes some signage can cost thousands of dollars when taking into account installation and traffic flow impact. Critics argue the economic cost is minimal. Police traffic analyst Julia Shaw adds if you can put down 5 or 10 signs and save a life, it's worth it. For his part, Gerard Gerhard still believes more can be done. He contends better signage can even aid drivers who are under the influence of drugs or alcohol survive a difficult turn.
The federal law certainly seems to be emphasizing that warning signs on the highways should address reasonable and prudent drivers, but not all drivers are reasonable and prudent, and they still die on the highways. We need to have warning signage to let motorists that don't know about unexpected conditions know what they're about to experience.
By doing a better job of warning drivers of the hazards they must soon navigate, Gerhard believes Kentucky can protect people and their property. It's a goal that he shares with traffic engineers and a vigil he promises to maintain. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.